Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
I love that Jessica was just in the middle of a yawn and then she came in on Thursdays. It was great. It was fun. It was a fun moment for me to watch.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm definitely not bored with y'all. I'm just tired.
We are not boring.
Most of the time. I'm not boring anyway.
Anything. Oh, did she just, you say Jenna's boring?
Oh, let's carry on. Okay. So.
Anyway.
Bless it.
Okay, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, guys.
Yep.
And you know what I think about for Valentine's Day now that I've been married for this long? I think about Galentine's.
I'm just kidding, honey. I love you so much.
Jessica's yawning again. Can we just be for real, though? Like, the more and more Jonathan, like, tells me, and I really do believe him, like, Valentine's is a made-up holiday to make money. Like, and he's like, if you're only doing something for your wife or husband once a year, then you've got issues.
It kind of is
a problem. Like, you need to, like, buy each other counseling if you're only getting each other one thing or spending, going on one date a year.
We laugh, but it's true.
It is, like, so true. So we're literally trying to, like, almost get away from Valentine's Day. But I like
rebel.
I
rebel.
Like the friendship.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I see you in the back.
But I do love a Galentine's.
Yes. Can I just say, a few years ago, my small group. Oh, thank you. Thank you for giving me permission. Anyway, a few years ago, my small group girls all got together for a Galentine's party and we made it a favorite things Galentine's party. So we brought our favorite foods and favorite pretty frou-frou drinks and favorite, well, three of one of our favorite things. And then everybody went home with three more new things.
I like that. We did that last year. We did a Christmas version
we did
of
that for
we
the three of us.
We should do that this Valentine's, y'all. We should. We should do it.
Also, I want to use my new screen projector for outside.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun to watch some, like,
a love story?
You know, love story, but funny and all the things.
I like it. A romantic comedy is what we mean by that.
There is a winter chill coming this February, though, so I just don't know if it's going to work.
Might be doing that by yourself while I'm in the house watching.
Will it fit in the living room?
I don't think it will. Yeah, I think we might have to sit in the bonfire and watch the movie. And decide, worth sacrificing our bodies for as we sit in the fire?
You're talking about your fireplace. I literally pictured you.
No, like the fire pit,
the bonfire outside.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
But I was, in my head, I was talking about your living room, and I was thinking about you making a fire in your living room, like in the middle of the floor. I wasn't thinking about the fireplace. That's just where my brain went.
It's okay.
You're welcome, everyone.
It's okay. I love the Galentine idea, though. It's super fun. And I think that's, like, just cool in general. I think we should, like, do Galentine's or Galen parties more often. I think literally they should be at least quarterly.
She's doing real well with the talking today.
Yeah. But don't y'all hate.
Don't y'all think?
100%. That's why I like to go
out of town with y'all. Okay. I'm going to laugh the whole time.
Little Bo Peep.
Oh.
Wow.
Anyway. Can we just plan one on air and then, like, tell them about it when it comes about?
Are you talking about wanting to plan it right now?
Yeah. Like, what would be a fun gallon party?
We just talked about it.
I don't want Stephanie's. I want ours. Well, I want to dream ours up.
We can still do our favorite things. We can bring a favorite thing.
Whatever. If you want to do the same thing over and over again.
But that's fun because then you get something. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you get
so
a
great
gift.
Have y'all
Is there a theme we want to do?
Have y'all seen? Well, I tried to do something for Christmas and y'all denied me. Well, so maybe we should do this for a gala party. Have y'all seen all the videos?
The colors.
Yeah, all the colors.
Oh, yes.
How fun. And so you can come completely in that color, you know?
But it's only got to be Valentine's color.
Pink,
so you got to do
red,
purple,
and white. Or we could,
And then, like, all of the colors of the food you bring have to be that color.
That sounds expensive.
It does.
I don't like y'all.
You think our husbands will be okay?
Is there any
friends
out there? Is there any other women out there that would like to be my friends?
I have a genuine question though.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you think our husbands will be okay with us spending so much money on a Galentine's party when we're not doing Valentine's presents for each other?
We are not doing them, so we're not doing presents. Yeah. We really are truly trying to get away from the holiday because it's just, it's a man-made,
but it's a good excuse to go on a date.
I already know the colors of everybody, guys.
We don't go on dates on Valentine's. I mean, you gotta wait for 2 hours. We go the day before usually, but we also date during the week.
Oh boy.
Hey friends, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
I already know our colors, guys.
Ooh, tell me.
It's going to be... Jessica's going to be purple.
Of course.
Of course.
Jenna and I shall fight over pink and the other one shall be red.
To the death, because I don't like red.
Whoa.
Red is not my color.
Unless we just, you know, we went outside the box and didn't do Valentine's colors.
Hey guys, I can be red and Jenna can be purple and you could be pink.
I would rather be pink.
I tried to sacrifice and this is what happens.
I did. I sacrificed too. I sacrificed my purple to be pink.
That is not a sacrifice.
That is not a sacrifice.
I don't think she knows what sacrifice is.
Clearly. I like purple, but I have more pink things.
On next week's episode, we shall talk about what sacrifice means.
I shall be baby blue.
You know, we could just change or the colors of Valentine's Day.
Before we end this riveting podcast episode, I want to know, even though, you know, whatever about Valentine's, what is your favorite candy at Valentine's Day?
Y'all already know the answer to this.
It doesn't matter. You say it, okay?
Mm-hmm. It's heart-shaped Reese's.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I said duh.
Oh. It's the best. Hello.
It is really good.
Okay. Well, since you said heart-shaped Reese's, obviously I like chocolate and peanut butter too, but I'm going to go to the other side of the spectrum, the sour side of the spectrum. I love the sweet tart hearts. Not the conversation hearts that are like gross. No. I'm talking about sweet tart brand, sweet tart hearts, or the sweet tart chicks and ducks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Can you have the hearts and I have the chicks and ducks?
That's Easter. The chicks and the ducks is Easter.
But they have the hearts.
They do have the hearts.
That was going to be mine.
Pretend y'all did not hear me say that.
It's okay. You do that.
Yeah.
There can be ducks at Valentine's Day. Quack, quack. They love each other.
They'll probably already have their Easter stuff out at Valentine's Day at the rate our stores are going right now.
Already do.
Okay. Anyway.
I think you're right.
Guys, we love y'all. Thanks for loving our crazy selves.
And listening to our randomness.
You're welcome. So until next time.
All right.
Bye.
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 Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.